This is KC5GOI, and this is the April 21st, 2016 Aries Training Net. 24-hour radio kit, or Mike and Tim take over 9-2. Good evening. This is KC5GOI, Net Control, Denton County Aries Training Net. Tonight's net meets at 7:30, the Thursday before each club net. At any point in time, if stations have an emergency, please use the pro sign, break, break, and wait to be acknowledged by net control. Tonight's net is a directed net. When you check into this net, please give your call sign phonetically, wait to be acknowledged by net control. During check-ins, I'll usually let many stations process at the same time. As a reminder to all stations, you do not have to wait for the tail to drop. Just wait for the courtesy tone, and then you can go with your call sign phonetically. If you wait for the tail to drop, it's just going to add some time to it that you could have got in a little bit quicker. So with that, we're going to talk about events that we have coming up this evening, or this week, this month, and into June. We're going to talk about a 24-hour radio kit. The original program presenter tonight has gotten caught up doing work at a customer site. So I'm going to go through the material that he presented or was going to present. After the end of the training material, I'll give everybody an opportunity to ask questions when we go through the question and answer phase. We're going to do three rounds of check-ins tonight. I'm going to do a round of check-ins at just a moment. I'll give another round an opportunity. We'll go through the training material, and then there will be the last opportunity. So if you're not in, if you don't check in after the material is presented and I do that check-in window, then go through the roster, that's going to be the last opportunity. I'm not going to take check-ins after we go through the question and answer phase tonight. I do ask all stations, please refrain from texting me to check in. Most of the time I'm not keeping my phone with me now when I'm doing a training net because it becomes a distraction. There's just too many places to bring stuff in. So I will not process check-ins that come in through text messaging anymore. If you are monitoring tonight, please go on ahead. If you're monitoring and you're not able to check into the net tonight, by all means, drop me an email. I usually have two or three stations do that every month. That is welcomed. But I do ask to please not send texts to my phone tonight. I happen to be on call with work, so that phone goes off. It's supposed to be for my on-call, so I appreciate everybody complying with that. At this point in time, I'm going to take check-ins from my assistant emergency coordinators. At this point in time, AECs only. Please check in at this time.
Whiskey Bravo 5, November, Zulu, Victor, Gerald.
Okay, copy, Gerald. Thank you. Is the section emergency coordinator on frequency at this time?
Kilo 5, India, Charlie, Romeo. Good evening.
Thank you, Matthew. Do I have any Denton County Aries liaisons on frequency at this time? Last call for any liaisons for Denton County Aries. Alrighty, at this point, I'll take all other check-ins. Again, please give your call sign phonetically, wait to be acknowledged by net control. And again, just as a reminder, you don't have to wait for the tail to drop, you just have to wait for the courtesy tone. So all stations wishing to check in at this time, please go now.
Oh, Echo 5, November, Victor, Quebec, Mike.
Delta Charlie Tango, Tim.
So Echo 5. Mike Alpha, Tim, Tango India, Mike.
Kilo 0, Charlie Sierra Whiskey, Lucas. Zulu Mike 5, Papa Charlie, Charlie, Peggy.
Echo 5, Alpha, Golf, Oscar.
Echo Mike, Tim.
Whiskey, Israel 7, Oscar, Lima, Oscar, Adam.
Kilo, Golf,
Foxtrot 5, Lima, Kilo, Juliet, Colton.
Kilo Golf 5, Kilo Alpha Victor, Rob.
Kilo Golf 5, Bravo Charlie Romeo, Darren.
5, Alpha November, Ron.
Kilo Foxtrot 5, Echo Papa Lima, Ira.
Okay, we had quite a few doubles there tonight, so I'm going to go through the call signs that I was able to pick out of that. At this point in time, Net Control acknowledges Kilo Echo 5 November Victor Quebec. I got a Delta Charlie Tango, missed the prefix. Name was Tim. I got a Kilo Echo 5 Mike Alpha. Kilo 0 Charlie Sierra Whiskey Lucas. Kilo Mike 5 Papa Charlie. K5 AGO. Kilo Foxtrot 5 Lima Kilo Juliet. Kilo Golf 5 Kilo Alpha Victor. Kilo Golf 5 Bravo Charlie Romeo. Kilo Foxtrot 5 Echo Papa Lima. Additional stations wishing to check in at this time, please go now.
November 5 India Kilo Delta Robert.
Tim.
Sure. Adam.
Foxtrot 5, Lima, Delta, Juliet.
November 5, Charlie, Bravo, Papa.
Kilo Golf 5, Golf Sierra, India, James.
Whiskey 5, Golf Whiskey, Alpha, Gordon.
WB6, Whiskey Bravo 6, Whiskey Bravo Hotel, Bob.
Aries Net.
Kilo 5, Yankee X-ray.
Charlie 5, Lima Lima, clear.
Kilo Golf 5, Bravo Charlie, Whiskey John.
Kilo Fox 5, Tango Lima Alpha, Mark.
Okay, I want to clean up my list a little bit here. The DCT call sign, I know that was Tim. Tim, I heard you, but I only got the prefix the suffix again due to doubles. The station ending in Delta, Charlie Tango only.
Hello, Charlie 5, Delta Charlie Tango, Tim.
Okay, Kilo Charlie 5, Delta Charlie Tango. Thank you, Tim. Okay, Net Control acknowledges the following stations. N5 IKD, KF5 LDJ, N5 CBP, KG5 GSI, W5 Golf Whiskey Alpha, Whiskey Bravo 6, Whiskey Bravo Hotel, K5 YX, KG5 Bravo Charlie Whiskey, KF5 Tango Lima Alpha. We had some more doubles in there, so additional stations, please go now.
X-ray 7, Oscar Lima Oscar, Adam.
Okay, Adam, you quick keyed on me one more time.
X-ray 7, Oscar Lima Oscar.
Okay, I'm missing the very first character. Please key up, take a breath, and then give me your first character. I've got an X-ray 7, Oscar Lima Oscar. Okay, thank you very much. Additional stations wishing to check in, please go.
Call Charlie 5, Lima, Lima, cleared.
Call 5, Kilo Alpha, Juliet, Jeff.
Kilo, Golf 1, Golf Echo, Mike, Tim.
Golf 5, India, Bravo, November, Ron.
All righty, I'm going to close off check-ins at this time, and we'll go again after we cover the training material. At this point in time, Net Control will acknowledge WX Oscar Lima Oscar, KC5 Lima Lima, KG5 KAJ, KG1 Golf Echo Mike, and KG1 India Bravo November. I appreciate everybody checking into the net tonight. Let me go over the announcements for this evening. I don't know the status of the club elections. I don't know if they're still open or if they're closed. So if they're still open and you haven't voted yet, guys, please get your votes in. We appreciate the turnout on that. April 23rd is going to be this Saturday. That is the statewide InvisNet. You should find most of that activity happening on 75 and 40 meters. I don't know if they're going to be doing anything on 60 or not. If you have a general class or higher, you should be able to find where this is going on. The main activity is going to be coming out of South Texas. Hopefully the flooding down in the Houston area isn't going to cause too much of a problem, but you should find some NVIS activity. For those of you that are new, NVIS, or NVIS, stands for Near Vertical Incident Skywave. So go Google that. You're going to find out that certain HF frequencies will go straight up and come right back down depending on what you do with your antenna. So for MCOM, that comes in very handy. May 6th is the City of Denton exercise. Please see the Denton County Aries website for the sign-up form. I've got 9 people so far. I would like to get some more. This will be on a Friday. It is in the morning, so you should have still enough time to put in for time off if you've got to do that for work. Again, I am looking for additional volunteers. I am looking for net control operators. So if you want to either witness net control operation or you're willing to do it, please contact me ahead of time. This is one of those events where the NCS operator can be new and fairly green. It's part of the training exercise. So don't worry about goofing up, making a mistake. This is the place and the time to do it. So please, by all means, I'm nearly begging at this point, I need additional net control operators. June 23rd will be the next Aries training net, and I'll get the topic posted on that. I've misplaced my list on what we were going to do. I suspect that's going to be our simplex day, but I'll double check on that. June 25th is going to be a busy, busy day. So first is Tour de Cure. That event will start in the morning and run till probably about 2, 3 o'clock that afternoon. Not all rest stops will stay open for the entire duration. Please contact Doug, KE5WTL, for the event. I haven't seen the sign-up sheet yet. There's still plenty of time for the sign-up sheet to be posted. So when you see it, please volunteer for that event. The reason why I say June 25th is a busy, busy day, we are going to have competition for resources, guys. So we're really needing people to step up and volunteer. Field Day is also on the 25th of June and the 26th. If you are able to volunteer for Field Day, be it setup, teardown, station operation, maybe some network support for the logging software, please contact Kelly Rourke, KC5AMT. Matthew, at what point did it time out?
Time out. Clear.
Matthew, where did it time out?
Guy, it was after you were soliciting
net control stations. He said, I'm almost begging at this point, and it was shortly thereafter. K5ICR.
Okay, I have a sneaking suspicion the timer's not at 10 minutes right now. All right, thank you. All right, so I'll go back and start with Tour de Cure. That's going to be on June 25th. Please contact Doug, KE5WTL. We've got a problem with June 25th, and we need as many volunteers as possible because June 25th is also Field Day. So if you want to volunteer for Field Day, you need to contact Kelly, KC5AMT. If you're willing to help on both of these events, hey, guys, great. That's going to be awesome. I will be assisting on Tour de Cure. The sign-up sheets for both of these events have not been posted yet, but I'd expect those probably within the next couple of weeks because there's still plenty of time. So for Tour de Cure, please contact Doug, KE5WTL. We need operators for sag wagons, net control, rest stops. We will be using APRS, so if you have APRS capability, awesome. If you don't, please contact Gerald, and we can loan you out a club tracker. For Field Day, we contact Kelly. He's going to need people to help with with setup, teardown, operations, things of that nature. So if you wanted to try and get your feet wet as being an incident command, I guarantee you Kelly can find you a couple of hours where you're in control. KC5GOI, net control, Denton County Aries Training Net.
Aries Net.
The last item that I've got on the list is going to be June 29th. I cannot tell you guys just yet the details that I have. There's still other items being ironed out, and there's parts of this that have to remain hush until the event's underway. But on June 29th, there's going to be an exercise with the City of Argyle. I will be looking for operators for that one after the City of Denton exercise. I have not posted the sign-up sheet for the City of Argyle because I don't want them getting confused with the City of Denton event. So after May 6th, I will have the City of Argyle exercise sign-up sheet posted. For that one, I can tell you right now, I'm going to need handy talkie and people with mobile operation. It won't be strictly an HT event. Okay, I'm going to give one more opportunity for check-ins, then I'm going to check on something, and we'll get into the training material. Do I have any additional stations wishing to check in at this time? Please go now.
AG5BDD.
Okay, I got KG5BDD. Any other stations?
Kilo Foxtrot 5, Kilo Bravo November.
Kilo Golf 5, India Bravo November, Ron.
Ron, I got you on the prior go-around. Thank you. Any additional stations before I recognize the list?
Hello, Echo 5, Golf Delta Bravo.
Okay, I recognize Kilo Golf 5, Bravo Delta Delta, Kilo Foxtrot 5, Kilo Bravo November, and Kilo Echo 5, Golf Delta Bravo. Thank you for checking in, Andrew. K5YX, this is Net Control.
K5YX.
K87CAO.
Eric, please stand by. Mike, can you do the material, or do you need me to go in and take care of it?
I'll be able to do it. I was able to break away.
Okay, are you're certain that you're clear?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. And Eric, I've got you on the roster. Thank you. At this point in time, I'm going to hand off net control duties to K5YX to conduct the training material. After Mike's finished with his material, he'll return the net back to me. K5YX, this is KC5GOI.
K5YX.
Mike, do you assume net operations at this time?
This is K5YX. I assume net control. All right. Training topic this month is a 24-hour radio kit. We'll go over, the topics we'll go over will be what is a 24-hour radio kit, what should I include in my 24-hour kit, what additional items can I consider adding to the kit, and then pitfalls and reminders. First of all, what is the purpose of a 24-hour radio kit? Again, we're focusing on radios. When responding to an emergency event or even a training exercise, there's a minimum set of equipment and personal gear you should bring with you to get the job done. This is intended to be a ready, grab-and-go kit. You should not have to scurry around your house or shack to find your radios, batteries, cables, manuals, etc. It should be all ready together in a container or a bag. You can simply toss in the car and go. The 24-hour kit, with respect to amateur radio, is centered on communications. You may also have other grab bags for personal or family disaster response and or evacuations. Those are also valuable and recommended. However, this training is focused on a subset of that, enabling you to contribute and participate in ARRI's activations and deployments for emergency communications. So, what should I put in my 24-hour ARRI's kit? We can categorize it in three ways: by radio hardware, tools, and documentation. In terms of radio hardware, something such as a dual-band 2-meter and 70-centimeter handheld radio, pre-programmed with either the Denton ICE plan, that's in case of emergency, or the DFW H-Rig plan, or both. If you have enough memory channels, you can devote the first 200 to the ICE plan, second 200 to the H-Rig, so you got them both in there. To increase the gain on that handheld, give you more range, think about a small dual-band mag-mount antenna and some coax, along with the appropriate pigtail, which will fit on your radio's antenna connection. Typically, that pigtail will convert the UHF connector and the coax to an SMA connection that your radio utilizes. That pigtail can also help you reduce strain on your handheld's antenna connection. If you have too stiff of a line of coax, you can risk breaking off that little SMA connection on your radio. It also gives you the extra gain that you may need with a low-power handheld to reach either a net repeater or simplex stations. Also going with radio hardware, think about an earphone for your handheld radio. This can really come in handy if you're in a noisy environment. Also, extra batteries for your radio. Many handheld radios have available a battery adapter that will fit on your radio, but will take either AA or AAA batteries. That's a great backup to have in case you either don't have a way to charge up your extra batteries or don't have extra batteries for your radio. In terms of tools, it's always handy, I think, to have a small multimeter. Harbor Freight has some really great small multimeters for just a few dollars that'll let you do, you know, DC, voltage, current, resistance, measurements, etc. Just cost you a few dollars, and they don't take up a whole lot of space. Think about a multi-tool such as a Leatherman and a multi-tip screwdriver. You don't want to take up space and weight in your bag with a lot of tools. So you can have these multi-function devices such as a Leatherman or equivalent, and a multi-tip screwdriver, you can have a lot of tools and utility without a whole lot of weight and space taken up. along, still staying on tools, a flashlight or a headlamp with extra batteries. If you're operating in a dimly lit area or at night, you may not have external lights. So something like a headlamp may come in very handy, plus it keeps your hands free. Don't forget your reflective vest and either a clock or a watch. If you're keeping notes or a net controller in an area where you need to log, you're going to need to have some time on it. And if we're in an emergency or a disaster situation, your phone may or may not work. The third category of equipment to put in your bag, I would call documentation. These would absolutely include your Aries ID badge. I recommend everybody that's in Aries get a copy of the ARES Field Resources Manual. This is available from either ARRL, or I believe there are other sources you can buy it. It's a great resource. It's made of water-resistant material, paper. It has a lot of great information in there. Also paper and pencil. Message forms, both ARRL message forms, as well as some blank ICS 213 forms.
AriesNet.
The last two pieces of information or documentation I would include would be a generic frequency band plan and a hard copy of the ICE plan and maybe the HREG plan so that you have a reference. So if somebody tells you to go to channel 23, you know what that means. Okay, so that covers the basics, a basic kit, but there's always additional things that you might consider throwing into your kit. But again, these things you kind of judge on space, weight, and whether or not you really you think you need them for your situation. But I'll list a few. Think about taking a mobile radio. It doesn't have to be a really fancy one, but it's a basic dual-band radio into a small go kit. You can pretty easily fit these into small cases, such as a little briefcase type kit, operate them on either battery power or AC power, include a small deep socket battery, like a little 6 amp hour or 8 amp hour battery, potentially a small solar panel to recharge that battery. The solar panels are getting smaller and smaller these days. You can find roll-up ones, flexible ones. I'm not talking about a large panel. I'm talking about something small that you can try to help keep that small 6 or 8 amp hour battery charged up as you're using it during the day. To help out with that little mobile kit you need an antenna. Rather than a stiff, rigid antenna, consider something like a roll-up J-pole antenna. You can make these from 450-ohm ladder line. You can either make them yourself. There are many sources of information on the Internet to tell you how long and where to tap into them, how to make them, etc. Or you can actually purchase them pre-made from various sources on the Internet. I've used these. I've used them during bike rides and other events, and they actually work quite well. A few other things here you may or may not want. So small soldering iron and solder, maybe a little butane-powered one. It seems like if a connector is going to come off the end of a coax, it's going to be at the most inopportune time. So if you have a way to correct that and fix that on the spot, it might be handy. A variety of RF connectors and adapters, some extra coax. Lastly, in terms of what additional optional items, think about a headphone set, so something instead of just an earphone, something with actual over-the-ear earphones and an integrated boom for the mic. Again, if you were working in as net controller stationary location with a lot of noise, that can help out. A small tent maybe, just a little pup tent. And either a laptop or some sort of, along with some kind of TNC or sound card interface, something that'll give you some digital communications modes. Lastly, I want to talk about just a few pitfalls and reminders. Remember, you have to carry this. Don't get carried away with a very big and elaborate kit that's going to take you several hard shell cases and boxes to carry. It's not intended for a 72-hour longer deployment. This is a 24-hour kit. Remember to regularly inspect and test your kit equipment. Rotate the batteries, charge batteries, etc. And I think one of the most important things is when something, a big event happens in the region, do not self-deploy. ARES activations and deployments will be requested and coordinated through the county and section ARES emergency coordinators. So we don't want to self-deploy. If they need our help, they will request it, and we'll get the word out there for you to sign up. So that's kind of the training tonight. In a recap, we talked about what is a 24-hour radio kit, what should you include in a basic kit, what are some of the additional items you might consider throwing in there, and some pitfalls. When we go to the round-robin question area, we'll take additional questions. If somebody has a question right now you want to take or a comment, you can go now. This is K5YX, Net Control, Denton County ARES, training net. All right, at that time, this will conclude the training portion of the net. KC5GOI, this is K5YX.
You know, it helps if I turn the mic gain back on. K5YX, KC5GOI, go ahead.
Training section of the net is concluded. Will you take net control?
Yes, I will. This is KC5GOI. I'm resuming net control operations for this net. This is an ARES training net. At this point in time, do I have any additional stations wishing to check in? Last call. Okay, nothing heard. Let me get rid of a couple of empty rows here so I can get everybody on the same clean list here. Put the gaps in so I know where I've broke to, you know, to take a break and, you know, let people check in and stuff like that. It makes it easier to spot where I stopped and started. Alrighty, this evening we have got, looks like 29 stations. I appreciate everybody checking in tonight. At this point in time, I'm going to start doing questions, comments. WB5NZV, good evening, Gerald. Your questions and comments for the net tonight.
WB5NZV, good evening, Guy and Annette. excuse me, no further comments. It's a very good net. Back to you, Guy, WB5NZV.
Okay, thank you for the check-in tonight, Gerald. K5ICR, good evening, Matthew. Your questions and comments. K5ICR, this is Net Control. Station not heard. KE5NVQ, good evening, Mike. Your questions and comments.
Thank you. It was a very good net, and I have no questions. Thank you very much. Back to net.
Okay, appreciate the check-in, Mike. KC5DCT, good evening, Tim. Your questions and comments.
It's a good net tonight. Everybody should have a radio go bag. I'd like to keep a frozen bottle of water in mind and some rations. And water should be stayed cold all day in one of those insulated pockets. KC5DCT, back to net.
All righty, Tim. Appreciate the check-in. KE5, Mike Alpha, another Tim. Good evening. Your questions and comments.
Good evening, KE5 MMA. 24-hour bag, something I've just been working on, and appreciate the timeliness of this the subject here. It brought up a couple things that I hadn't thought of and a couple things I need to remind myself to work on. So back to you, Guy, KE5 MMA.
Thank you very much for checking in the net tonight. K0CSW, good evening, Lucas. Your questions and comments.
Aries Net.
Oh, no real questions. I'd just like to go ahead and echo the sentiments of those before me. Excellent information. Always good to learn more. And I'd like to thank you all for making this possible and putting it together to present it to us. K0CSW, back to net.
Appreciate it, Lucas. Have a good evening. And we will probably talk to you sometime tomorrow. KM5PCC, good evening, Peggy. Welcome to tonight's net. Do you have any questions or comments? Well, I appreciate you checking in tonight, Peggy, and I hope you have a good morning, a good day tomorrow. K5AGO, good evening, Jack. How are you doing this evening?
Good evening, Guy, and good evening to the net. Doing very well, thank you very much, and I have no questions tonight. Very good training net. So, K5AGO, back to net control.
Appreciate you checking in tonight, Jack, and you just reminded me of something. I meant to make this announcement earlier, and it slipped my mind. For those of you that are interested in NBEMS net, we're looking at starting those back up on Sunday afternoons again. So if you are interested, please feel free to contact me. It's kc5goi@gmail.com, and make sure to specify we're talking about NBEMS. The one thing I request, though, is that you be comfortable with using Windows, Linux, Mac, whatever your computer choice is going to be. We're going to be focusing specifically on the FL Digi suite. We're going to try not to spend time in doing Microsoft Windows or OS X 10 or Linux training. So appreciate. Look forward to everybody signing up. KF5 LKJ Colton. Good evening. Your questions and comments.
KJ, good evening, Guy. Good evening, Net. Good Net, as usual, gave me some good thinking material about the 24 to 48 hour go box that I'm currently working on. Got a couple of 6 volt deep cell lead acid batteries that I'm hoping will be sufficient for the small radio that I purchased a while back. And hopefully, if I can get that running, I can also get an on-the-fly chirp programming with a Raspberry Pi on board with the kit. That way it'll be a lot easier to program a frequency that may be missing if I were to respond with that kit. Other than that, I appreciate the net. Back to you, Guy. KF5LKJ.
All righty, Colton. Appreciate you checking in tonight. Have a good evening. KG5KAV, good evening. Your questions and comments for the net tonight.
Net control, this is KG5KAV. No questions. Great net. This is KG5KAV. Back to net.
Thank you very much for checking in tonight. This is KC5GOI, net control, Denton County Aries Training Net. Next on the list is Kilo Golf 5, Bravo Charlie Romeo. Good evening, Darren. Your questions and comments.
No questions or comments tonight. Thank you. KG5BCR clear.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening. KF5EPL, good evening, Ira. Your questions and comments. All righty, sounds like we got somebody that's accidentally got an APRS tracker running on 9.2 at this point in time. So if everybody could check your radios, make sure that you're not on 9.2 with APRS. KF5, EPL, Ira, good evening. Your questions and comments. All righty, station not heard. N5IKD, good evening, Robert. Your questions and comments.
Yeah, my only question is on the ICE plan versus the HREG plan. Is our plan to use the ICE plan first if it's local to the Denton area, and HREG if we're doing something that's more regional, N5IKD?
Well, the way the HREG plan was set up was it took the elements from the local ICE plan, and as far as things that would be local specifically to us, there's a section in the HREG that allowed each area to have their specific nuances, you know, their frequencies, where the rest were kind of in a master list section. I would say use the HREG plan because the ICE section is embedded in it. Does that help you out, Robert?
Yeah, I think having two plans could be confusing, you know, in some cases. Anyway, N5IKD.
Absolutely. The ICE plan predated the HREG plan, but like I said, there were the elements were kind of combined. It does scatter them out a little bit when it comes to the major repeaters. They're not all lumped in, but there's... I'd have to go back and double-check ours. I don't know necessarily that, say, our repeaters might not be in there twice in two different places. With the amount of memories most radios have today, I don't think anybody uses all of them. So I know the last time I used my programming software from RF Finder, I didn't even touch half the capacity on a couple of my radios. So thank you very much. KF5LDJ, good evening, Mike. Your questions and comments.
Presentation, just some reminders to just keep some basic stuff going, and you know, don't self-deploy. That's very important. Don't want to put yourself in a bad situation. Question, guys. I just recently got a new laptop, and I was wondering if it would all be possible to add the FLDigi settings that you have, some of the basic settings, to the area's website. This is KF5LDJ, back to that.
Actually, Michael, it was kind of appropriate that you asked that about the FLDigi settings. Before the repeater setups were done, we knew specifically what our transmit delays needed to be. So now I need to, and that's going to be one of the things that several of us have got to hash out, is now that the repeater setup's changed, did that or has it impacted the timings? Do we need to make them longer or shorter? Things like that. But yes, I can definitely get a standard set of FLDigi settings up and running. And on the website, one of the things we want to make sure to do is to get with Paul in the Richardson group, because we want the entire area to be standardized on them. And most of them, while they're not repeater timing settings, it would be things like the video version of transmitting what mode it's in, but in addition to the RSS ID. But yes, those settings, we can definitely get those up on the website. All righty. Any other questions, Michael? Okay, that was 100% noise, but given the short duration, I'm going to assume that the answer was no. Thank you very much for checking in tonight. Next on the list is N5CBP. Good evening, Brad. Your questions and comments.
Good evening, Guy. Good evening to the net. Appreciate it. Of course, you got interrupted a couple times during the presentation, so I missed a few of the details, but hopefully I'll be able to piece them together. Appreciate the info.
ARIESnet.
K5YX, this is Net Control.
K5YX.
Mike, have you got any problems if I flip this into PDF format and post it?
Go ahead and do that. I was thinking the same thing. K5YX.
Okay, thanks, Mike. I'll get that. I can flip it over and get it loaded to the site, and I'll let Mike know to update the code. So thank you very much. Brad, that should help you out a little bit. Any other questions or comments?
No, I appreciate it. Thanks. That will help out. Have a good evening in 5CBB.
And I promise this PDF won't have any Flash or Java embedded in it, so you don't have to worry about it from that respect. KG5GSI, good evening, James. Your questions and comments for the net tonight.
KG5GSI, got anything I want to add to the net that the Denton County is doing their emergency preparedness thing at the Aubrey High School tomorrow, or actually not tomorrow, it's Saturday. It's KG5GSI.
I have seen some of the road signs mentioning that was going on. I'm going to be involved in a family get-together sort of thing, so I'm going to have to miss on that one. So, but appreciate you announcing that. It's kind of an emergency preparedness sort of a thing, demonstrations, things like that?
Yeah, I believe it's a combination of the Aubrey High School's Police Department, the Aubrey Fire Department, and I think Denton County is doing some stuff out there as well.
Okie doke. KD7CAO, net control.
KD7CAO.
Eric, did you have anything to add about the event in Aubrey this weekend?
We're involved with the event. It's Congressman Burgess's preparedness fair that he does every year at various different locations.
Okay, well, excellent. Very good. Eric, did you have anything that you wanted to ask or add since I've got you on the spot right now?
Sure. I'd like to just offer a suggestion on one thing, and that's let me turn down the HF. And that's regarding the Go Kit. And that is, if you have alkaline batteries, I highly recommend that everybody check and rotate their stock. The alkaline batteries are not lasting as long as they used to. They tend to corrode or leak inside of your sensitive electronic devices or pack. I've gone through a rash of them lately, even with the Duracell brand. It's not limited to some of the lower brands anymore. So just a word of caution, KD7CAO.
I've lost track of how many mini mag flashlights I've had to throw away because the double A's. I even lost a good five cell D size flashlight that was quite annoyed because the battery's ruptured. So that's a very good point to bring up, Erica, is that would ruin your battery pack on your handy talkies, guys. So when I'm not using them, I take them out now. I used to not do that. So thank you very much, Eric. W5 Golf Whiskey Alpha. Good evening, Gordon. Your questions and comments.
Good evening, Guy in the net. Great net tonight. Thank you very much to Mike for the presentation on the radio kit. Definitely got some pointers and things to check in mind. I did have one question, really to you, Guy, I guess, on the Tour de Cure ride. You mentioned APRS, and my question would be, I think I've asked this before, is a phone APRS sufficient, or would you want to... one of the more radio type for that. Other than that, that's all I have. Thanks again, W5GWA. Back to net.
Okay, for things like the bike ride, the cell phone's not really going to be sufficient. We don't always know if Net Control is going to have internet access so they can be watching APRS-FI. For the bike rides, we do prefer them to be a radio-based, a traditional radio-based kit. So, that we monitor the primary frequencies that we use for these bike rides for this. That does not, a cell phone does not get sent back out over the radio side. There's so many people that are using them now that it's too much of a list to manage as far as which ones to transmit back out. So for Skywarn, that's one thing. But for the bike rides, walkathons, the answer is no.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the information. W5GWA clear.
Thank you for checking in the net tonight, Gordon. WB6WBH, good evening, Bob. Your questions and comments.
KC5GOI in the net, WB6WBH. Only comment, Texas 5, Houston 2.
top of the fifth. Great net. Talk to you all later. WP6, WBH clear.
Well, somebody's a baseball freak tonight. Thanks, Bob. Have a good evening. K5YX, Mike, did you have anything else you wanted to add or ask tonight?
No, nothing else for tonight. Thank you. K5YX.
I appreciate you putting on the topic tonight, Mike. Good job. Excellent content. So thank you very much. KG5BWC, good evening, John. Your questions and comments for the net tonight.
Good net tonight. Very informative. Except for that, no other questions. KG5BCW, back to net.
Thank you very much for checking in the net tonight, John. 73. This is KC5GOI, Net Control, Denton County Aries Training Net. Next station is KF5, Tango Lima Alpha. Mark, good evening. Your questions and comments tonight.
Good evening, Matt. Really good training tonight. Appreciate it. First night on the Aries Training Net. Good information on the 24-hour bag. I really never thought about that. No other questions or comments? Back to the net, KF5PLA.
Thank you very much for checking in. Okay, this is a new call sign to me, and welcome to the net, Whiskey X-Ray 7, Oscar Lima Oscar. Good evening. Your questions and comments. Okay, we probably got about 90% of that, but welcome to the group, and we look forward to hearing from you during our Skywarn net. So 73. KC5LL Laird, good evening. How are you doing tonight? Your questions and comments.
Good evening, Guy. Now, an incredible program, very, very informative. I'm making a 24-hour bag right now. A subset topic to host this whole thing might be the new lithium iron phosphate batteries that are coming out. There's a company called Biano that's producing a battery that's got 28 amp hours at 12 volts, and it seems to be perfect for what we're trying to do. So thank you very, very much. I appreciate the presentation. Great content as always, Guy. Thank you, and back to you, KC5LL.
I'm actually looking into those lithium iron phosphate batteries myself. The weight savings compared to lead acid is amazing. So I just... will make HF portable with like an IC7200 or an 897 easier, and you'll be able to run full power too. So when budget allows it, I'll be taking a look at those pretty close. But I have seen the ones you're talking about. I think I found out about them on it was either Ham Nation or Amateur Logic, one of those two shows. KG5, Kilo Alpha Juliet. Good evening, Jeff. Your questions and comments tonight.
Net, great question. I heard you mention a June training date. Will there be a May training date?
You know what? I did skip right past May. May will be the 19th, and June is the 23rd. That calendar actually looks a little weird. WB5NZV, this is Net Control.
WB5NZV, go ahead.
Gerald, is the club meeting going to be on the 23rd or the 30th? We only have 3 full weeks in May. Okay, I just wanted to make sure, because that puts the Aries training net the second full week. But okay, so the 19th for the May and the 23rd for June. Any other questions for the net tonight, Jeff?
KJ, back to net.
Appreciate you checking in tonight. KG1GEM, the third Tim for tonight. This should be the Tim net tonight. We got three of y'all and only got, well, wait a minute. I got three mics. So this is the Mike and Tim show this week. Maybe that should be what I title the podcast when I get this posted. KG1GEM, good evening. Your questions and comments.
Hey, guy, yeah, the Tims are taking over the world. Apparently the mics are too, but basically all I have, I know you're talking about the lithium ions and stuff. I've had one of those for my KX3 to take with me. It's a 10 amp hour, and man, those things are great. I can work it at full power, you know, which granted it's only 10 watts, but I can still do a lot of stuff with that. And it weighs hardly anything to take with me, so those are a great way to go. They are obviously pricier than lead acid, but they do work well. But other than that, great net again. Gives me a chance to review what's in my go bag and make sure everything's right in it, and so it's always good to review. Other than that, I've got nothing else. This is back to net control from Kilo Golf 1, Golf Echo Mike.
Appreciate you checking in tonight. 73. Okay, this is a new call sign for me, but a good chunk of the G calls probably are to me anyway. So welcome all the new timers to the net. KG1IBN. Ron, good evening. Your questions and comments.
Good evening, guy in the net. I've got no questions. It was a great net. Back to net control.
Appreciate you checking in the net tonight. 73, KG5, Bravo, Delta, Delta. Didn't catch your name, but your questions and comments for the net tonight.
The name is Ryan. All good information tonight. A couple of things on the batteries. They do ruin quick when you leave them in your car, especially over the summer. But I definitely go out and see about picking up some extra ones this weekend since they'll be tax-free. That's all. Back to net. PDD.
All right. Appreciate checking in the net tonight. That's good news. I can see how the heat would do some damage to them. KF5, KBN. Good evening, Scott. Your questions and comments for the net tonight.
Good evening, guy in the net. KF5, KBN. Good net tonight. I appreciate the information. And that's about it for tonight. KF5, KBN. Back to net.
Thank you very much, Scott. Have a good evening. 73, KE5, GDB. Good evening, Andrew. Questions, comments this evening for the net?
Well, good evening, guys. I just want to say thanks to everybody that's using APRS for our Skywarn activities. You've really made my job as an NCS a lot easier. So with that, 73s, and back to you guys. KE5, GDB.
Okay, appreciate you checking in the net tonight, Andrew. With that, I'm going to call the net to a close. It's 8:30. We made it under an hour, and I've got work to do. So I got to get back on the laptop and do some firewall stuff. With that, I appreciate everybody checking in the net tonight, and I look forward to seeing everyone at the club meeting. With that, I'm going to return the repeater to normal use. Look forward to seeing y'all this Monday night. 73 from KC5GOI.
Return to normal operation.